Hello?
And we're live.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Does it do anything?
I don't think so. Mm. So I think we're just going to... We'll use that one.
We'll troubleshoot it for now.
Yeah. All right, we're fucking back, boys and ladies. What's going on?
Nothing, man. Dude, I got to sleep in today for the first time. Because, like, right now I'm, like, averaging, like, 7-6 hours of sleep a night.
Okay.
Yeah, dude. This new work schedule, it's rough, but, you know.
Boys got to get that paper. Got to get that cream.
Let's get this bread, dude. I'm
fucking up on it. It helps being really tired, like, right before bed, though, from all the crying. So,
yeah.
You know, you just knock out right away. What's up? Dude, does it pick up at all?
I think it's recording on here.
Oh.
But it's not picking up. I don't think it's picking up on GarageBand.
Interesting.
What it did pick up.
Oh, that's so weird. So
yeah.
So how does this work different from
GarageBand?
Yeah. So GarageBand is just
or not
because it records on there, but then it also records on here.
Yeah. So last time we did it, I recorded on both just to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And got this micro USB.
Yeah.
So I think we can record everything in here, get rid of the laptop, really.
Wait, what are we doing? Why are we doing this while we're recording? We're like troubleshooting.
No, it should be, I mean, it is recording
mm-hmm.
through there,
mm-hmm.
and it's picking up our sounds.
Through the card.
Yes, through the card, not...
But we would also be able to hear it if we had the headset.
Yes.
Oh, see, okay.
Yeah.
I think we should just do that.
Okay.
And we just take the laptop out and we just use that for looking shit up.
Right.
Make things easier.
For sure. But yeah, so, I mean, I get why, you know, they do everything in quarter inch because you probably get better sound quality out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But no one just has quarter inch headphones, quarter inch, like, jacks.
Yeah.
Just sitting around. Yeah, so.
Exactly.
I get it, but it's just another thing to buy.
Yeah. I like buying stuff, though.
Me too. Dude, I bought some. Man. Fuck.
What?
I spent too much money on a pair of pants.
It's like more than $50?
Yeah.
Oh,
$160
dude,
for a pair
what?
Of pants.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Bro, why?
Because I...
Does it make your bulge look bigger?
I hope.
Oh, show me, dude. You're fucking lying.
I'm not, bro.
What the fuck did you buy? Some Supreme sweats?
Think of it. Like Supreme, but
not. Oh, it's not even real Supreme. You bought fake pants.
No, it's not fake Preem. It's 18 East for all my fashion heads out there.
Bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is your card saved to this account?
It's saved to my phone. I just paid with Apple Pay.
Word.
Let's buy another one. They sold out.
Oh.
They do. So they do like
this. I'm trying to view your order. I just want to look at the pants. Because that little thumbnail isn't doing
it
for me.
Yeah, it's 18 East. For people who don't know, it's another New York brand.
Dude, it won't let me click on the... Here, you look it up.
Rada. Yeah, so it's 18 East.
That was a good show.
It was. Shout Air.
Yeah. With Schnitzel and Mungdahl.
Mung. Here they are. The only thing I don't like is that they're...
Dude, are these cargo
they
pants?
They are cargo.
Yeah, you fucking G'd, bro.
I know.
What happened?
My only... Like, I'd never buy normal cargo pants, but since these are $160, I can be like, these are $160, so you can't tell me shit.
Dude, okay, so... In my defense... Okay, so remember when the Romp Him was hilarious? So I bought one.
Right.
But it was like a jumpsuit, so it's not like shorts. It goes all the way down to your ankles.
Yeah.
But those, I think, retailed for like $200 to $300. But for whatever reason, they were on sale for like $80.
Nice.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just pull trig on this. And so I did. So I guess, I don't know. But those are just cargo pants, man. Like,
but they're nice cargo pants.
Are they, though? You won't know until you get them.
Yeah, I won't, but... I mean, this is what they're... Let me show you what the resale on these
is. You better. There's a resale value? All right, so if you never wear it...
Here, look at that. Someone bought the same pair of pants for me as me, selling them for $350. So if I hate them, Mm-hmm. Just flip them, man.
Are those new or used?
I think they're new.
Okay.
So it says condition new.
So you can just never wear your pants that you bought.
I can, yeah, obviously, like, try them on, not yeah. wear them. Like,
oh, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, if I hate them, just be like, all right, I'm going to flip them.
$200.
Yeah.
Make an easy, cool 40.
Yep, get my money back and act like nothing ever happened.
Speaking of spending money, so you know I've been getting into investing a lot lately?
Yeah.
I bought a contract with Apple for over $1,000.
Wow.
So
what's the difference between a contract and a stock?
Honestly, I'm like the worst person to talk to.
Okay.
Because...
But they're different. They're not.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. So, to my knowledge...
Hey, me neither.
Yeah. To my knowledge, to how I understand it is... Yeah. You know, when you buy a stock, you buy like part a percentage. Of the company. Yeah, you buy, you know, you
like
have
a tenth of the
ownership.
Company.
Yeah. You know, a tenth of a millionth of a
of the company, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I own over 50% of your stock.
Yeah. And a contract, or what I'm doing is options trading, which is like calls and puts. Basically, you know, the poker, like high and low.
Yeah.
When you play the cards.
Yeah, like yeah. You know,
it's like, oh, is it gonna be ace or is it gonna be... So basically, when I buy a contract, I buy the right to be able to purchase those 100 stocks, which is each contract is 100 stock or 100 shares.
Okay.
I have purchased the right to buy those shares at that price that I jump in on.
Okay.
If I call it, basically, if the value of the shares go up,
mm-hmm.
I can sell the contract for, like, you know, a little bit, and then I also get the increased value of those shares on top of what the contract is worth.
Oh, okay.
So
it's pretty high speed.
Yeah. So if you know, let's say, you know, I put in, like, you know, each share is like $1.
Yeah. God damn. But,
you know, later in the future, the shares go up to $2 each.
Right.
So basically, I just doubled my money.
Stretching out. Yeah. Okay.
So, something like that.
That makes sense.
So, you can, yeah. So, you know, you can snowball this if you play your cards right and stuff. I'm just dabbling right now, just getting a taste. I bought, like, a pretty safe...
A little taste.
Yeah. I bought a pretty safe company to do a contract with.
You probably got in... Probably got in at the right time because the 12 just came out, the new iPhone.
The reason why I bought in was because Apple's hitting what's called if you look at the charts, it's like it just hit support, which is like the bottom of what it's like valued at right now. But its peak high was like, you know, I got to look it up later, but the high was like 100 like. $60 or $170. I bought it at like $115 per share.
Sure. Mash that yeet button.
What?
I said mash that yeet button.
Yeet.
And this tap. Yeah, it's all right. I did it. Cool.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah. It's going to be funny if this doesn't even work. Like, I'll go back and listen to it and then, like.
Nothing happens. You just hear buttons pushing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
But yeah, I don't know if you want to look. I got to talk to Andrew more.
Going debt free with Andrew T, my man.
Hell yeah.
All right.
But this is what I'm looking at right now. So initially in my account, I had $1,850.
Ooh, okay.
When I first started. Thanks. Now, what all my stuff is valued at? I'm at $1,650, so I lost like $200 instantly.
Highs and lows, right?
Yeah, but there's this other one, this other contract that I bought. So Apple, my contract with Apple is up $20 right now.
Sell.
No. I mean, you could, you know, $20 is $20, right?
Yeah, it's two beers.
But there's this other one that I also bought, GLW, which tanked hard.
GLW.
So that is, it's called Corning. And they
only make shit, Dow Corning.
Yeah, so these are the these are the people that make the screens and shit for notebooks, laptops, TVs.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so they manufacture like the glass and stuff, glass and ceramics.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm tracking.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, yeah, it tanked hard today. Went from 34, how much was it in the morning? Oh, God. Curse you, iPhone.
Stonks.
35, and at the end of the day, it dropped like a whole dollar to like 34.40.
Damn.
So, if you think a bit, like on a scale, like 100,
uh-huh.
You know, there's 100 of them. Yeah. So, basically, I'm losing like $170 through them right now.
I couldn't do that, man. I'd be sweating every day.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, losing money doesn't scare me. I think
that shouldn't scare me either. I literally just bought
pants. $160 pair of fucking
pants. Okay. But hear me out. These things drop, right?
Okay.
And they sell out like that.
Okay.
And I really wanted these since I found out what they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so they drop Friday.
Yes.
I'm at work. I tell my coworker, I'm like, dude, like, they dropped at 11.
Like 10:50, you're like, I gotta.
Yeah, like at 10:50, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna step to the side. I'm buying these pair of pants. He's like, okay. 10:59 in like 30 seconds. I have the website loaded up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then 11, just smash that refresh till it lets me in. Find the pants as fast as I can in a size that I think will fit me.
Mm-hmm. Would you buy it in like a 32?
See, this is...
What are they, European sizes or something?
I don't get the 18 East model. Because they're always like, you need a size up. But I'm like, you have nothing. You don't give me... They don't have like a size chart, you mm-hmm. know? No waist to inseam, right? So they're like... They're only...
like small, medium, large.
Yeah. Their only suggestion is to size up. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. So, like size up from what to compare?
I mean, I guess you'd be like a medium.
I don't know. I usually buy small, so I guess I would be a medium.
Okay.
I don't know. So if
I
think
of like sweatpants, I guess it's not like real pants. These are cargo pants with drawstring.
Right.
So these are like sweatpants, but with a different material inside pockets.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's made out of some fabric.
Polyester.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's a cotton blend.
I think it is. No, I don't want grail. I actually want.
I'm telling you, dude. It's like you bought a 15 cent pair of pants for $160.
Cut from
some kid in Vietnam had to sew together for you.
All right. So this is what their description says. Cut from a hand loom, double weave. Oh goodness, jacquard.
What?
Jacquard. J-A-C...
Jaguar? Just say Jaguar, bro.
No, it's... Look, bro. J-A-C-Q-U-A-R-D.
J-A-C-Q-U... What the fuck?
Yeah. And they're proudly made in India. So.
Oh, sorry. It wasn't a Vietnamese kid.
No, yeah. It was an Indian kid. Well, like I said...
Doug Brown? We're trying to get... A C&D? What's a C&D?
I have no idea.
Cease and desist. We aren't trying to get a C&D. Okay, yeah, so it is cease and desist from Michigan. What the fuck? Yeah, jacquard cotton.
Right.
What is jacquard cotton?
Dude, I don't know.
You Google that shit. It's going to be like, yeah, this is like fake.
This is like cotton. Denim.
Except denim's expensive.
I'm just saying. Yeah, these pants aren't.
Yeah, you ever had denim, what am I saying? I forget. Yo, you know we should be. You should make hip denim T-shirts.
I have a denim like button down shirt, no, like a denim, Western,
like a denim T-shirt, bro.
Oh, ugh.
Like jean material.
Yeah. Like, so like a T-shirt. Yeah. Like a Hanes beefy. Yeah. But it's
like how stiff would that be?
You'd be
zombie proof.
Yeah. Like all scrape proof.
Everything proof.
Yeah.
But if you get wet, you're fucked.
God.
You're just 10 pounds heavier.
And you, like, stay soaking wet for hours. Have you seen that meme? This kid who's like his his shirt is super starched up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he looks like a box.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh man, poor guy.
Wrinkles never stood a chance.
When you do your laundry for the first time ever.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. So yeah, if and when I get these pants, and if I hate them, I'll report back.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I like them because they were expensive.
I hope you like them too, man. Yeah. Otherwise, you just, like I said, you sell them for like two, like way below what everyone else is trying to resell them for.
Yeah,
they're trying to make money, but like you just want your
money
back.
I just
want
my money back.
Yeah. So if you sell it for a little bit more, then
yeah,
you know,
cover the
buy yourself a $200 pair of pants next time,
or just just not buy expensive pants anymore.
Just yeah, some of the like the hype brand shit, like that stuff always. Yeah, like shirts and stuff, like, I guess, like, pants.
Right.
Pants is kind of weird. When I think of, like, name brand stuff, I think of, like, especially if you're trying to represent a brand, it's always, like, shirts and stuff, because nobody really looks at your pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, for the most part, I think, like, yeah, if you were to wear, like, I couldn't tell a pair of, like, Amari jeans from a pair of, like, Levi's, you know?
Yeah. And that's just me personally.
But I mean, some jeans, you know, like, I think it's True Religion or Robin. They'll, you know, like.
Diesel.
And some Diesel jeans.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have, like, stitching on their back pockets to show, like, oh, these are ours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like.
It's like their watermark.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't really fuck with jeans, you know? Like, I don't...
Not anymore, dude. I'm all about... Dude, these are so nice, bro. I don't know if I told you about these.
Tell me about... Paint me a picture, bro.
This is from Uniqlo, bro.
Ooh, the Klo?
Dude, and they stretch.
Ooh, baby. Those are
being... Four-directional stretch pants, bro, and they fit the calf nice.
Nice.
That's what's up, dude. These are, like, perfect, bro. I was trying to go back, and I was going to buy, like, six more. But in, like, a variety of colors. But yeah. I got a black one, and I got a navy blue one.
Okay. It's really only two colors you need.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just trying to, you know, build a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told you I've been trying to up my style lately.
So right.
I'm going to repave the foundation.
Rebrand.
Yeah, exactly.
That's cool, man. So the Klo. I'm on the hunt for the perfect pant, you know?
Dude, I think these might be it for me, man, because these are so, so, so comfy.
Okay. I have to check them out.
Yeah. I need a belt, though, because these do slip a little bit. But I think it's because, like I said, they're stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm walking and stuff, they kind of pull down. But it comes with drawstring, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Eat away.
Yeah. Damn.
So these, like, are nice, man. And then these were like $40, too.
That's 30, a steal.
30, 40 bucks.
That is a steal. I wonder if they do, I bet they do cords.
What?
Corduroy. Nice pair of, like, corduroy pants.
I think they do. I think I was looking at them too. I was like, huh, I don't fuck with the...
Like the way cords feel?
Yeah, the texture.
Yeah.
It's like the one with lines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never fuck with corduroy.
It's the poor man's velvet.
Yes. Some couches are made from corduroy.
Yes.
Yes, I don't fuck with that.
I think it's like
the ones where you can get your fingernail in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I like to think I'd like corduroy, so...
It's like grandpa pants.
Yeah, and I want them to look like... I want, like, the grandpa cut, like the wide leg.
I think if you ever got corduroy, man, just get the sports jacket.
Oh yeah, corduroy jacket.
Corduroy
Those
sports
nice.
Jacket with the padded elbows. I think you could rock that.
Bro, I've been wanting a sweater with padded elbows for like the longest time. Something like your grandpa would wear.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
I just haven't found one
that you liked or
yeah. Like all the ones I found are kind of corny.
Mm.
Like it'd be cool to find like a nice vintage sweater. So
yeah. Man. You got any plans for Halloween?
Fuck, it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes, but not very Halloween themed. I'm gonna
sit at home.
No, I'm practicing my Second Amendment and going to a gun range.
Hey.
So
that's nice.
Yeah. You can't come.
Why?
That sounds really mean, but we're going up. We, as in my dad, Joel, and I,
mm-hmm.
we're going up to Maryland to shoot with his friend.
Oh, so I don't want, I'm going to embarrass you guys.
Yeah. Do you even have, bro, do you even have sights, bro?
No, I still don't have sights for the AR. I still don't.
You just be shooting down the rail.
You guys want to see me hit this 500-yard shot? No sights?
No scope. 360.
360, bitch.
You're shooting down the rail hoping just to hit.
Dude, I don't know. That'll be like the one time. Because I've mentioned it before. Your dad is the only person that terrifies me.
Yeah.
So, like, if I showed up, I'd probably, like, try to, like, whisper jokes to you guys to feel, like, included still.
Yeah.
But I'd think I would be so quiet. Dude, you know what I mean? Like, I would be like, nope.
He's all business at the range.
Who?
My dad.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Yeah. There's no, like.
No nonsense.
No grab ass. Yeah, it's.
Oh, yeah, no. Dude.
It's all, yep. It's all business.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing for Halloween, like, the 31st.
Nice.
Going up to Maryland to.
Nice. Nice.
Shoot
nice.
Some guns. What about you?
Working.
Fun. Oh, yeah. I bet the union's going to be super cool, man, on Halloween. Yeah. All these cool.
I was there last year.
Did people dress up?
I think there was like a total of 5 out of like the 50, 60 people that worked there that dressed up.
Not working. I mean like the patrons.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
You get them walking around and stuff, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of that this year, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, COVID kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're just gonna see a bunch of doctors and stuff walking around. It's like, oh, I like your costume. No, I work at the local hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, okay, bro.
Where'd you go to school? Where'd you get your degree from, bro?
John Hopkins up in Baltimore.
Catholic University. They don't even have a medical program.
Yeah. American.
Yeah.
American Online.
You say you were a neurosurgeon?
Yeah, I got it. I got my degree online. All the labs were online.
How much you pay for your degree? $40?
$40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, baby. Dude, I'm sipping on this topo with a twist of grapefruit.
Ooh, I've got like an also a topo, but we call it Sprite.
Yeah, it's just like Sprite with no sugar.
Yeah, except there's no flavor either. It's just sparkling mineral water, isn't it?
No, this has a twist of grapefruit, so it tastes like
grapefruit. Ooh.
It's got me acting
Yo,
different.
Grapefruit the bottle.
I don't want to even try to make that sound.
Dude, I was talking to my coworker about it the other day at work, and he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I was like, what? You don't know the... And he was like, what the fuck? And I had to like sit down and explain it to him. And
oh, the best is just pulling up the video. You're grinning ear to ear, typing on that
URL. I mean, we're not supposed to be on our phones at work, you know. And Boss Man likes to check in on the cameras at random times. Like one time, I think this is a long time. It was probably like a year ago.
Yeah.
But I was on my phone at work, and I got a text from him. He's like, I was like, oh, a text from Boss. Like, what do you say? I clicked on it, and he's like, get off your phone. I was like, well, you got me.
You got me.
Yeah, I was like, sorry. Yeah, it was like over a year ago.
Oh man,
I remember that was funny though.
Oh man, the grapefruit,
legendary.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my god.
What started off as a tutorial ended up as a meme.
I don't know.
What was the purpose? Was it an actual like a tutorial or was it?
Yeah, I think it was for
intentionally
like
a meme page or a meme video.
No, I think that woman set out to like.
Educate
and revolutionize some
sex life.
Yeah, and the nice. Internet got a hold of it, and it's been a wrap since.
What a dangerous place. The internet always prevails.
The internet always wins. It's going to get its pound of flesh out of you.
Oh, yeah. What was I trying to think of?
Shit.
No, there was that one meme, like, I think this is like a year after that video came.
Yeah.
And like the hype died down. And I guess people are trying to like revitalize it. So somebody took a picture. It's like, yo, my roommate eats their grapefruit weird. And it's like,
just, yeah, circle just cut out.
Yeah, yeah, in the I've trash. You know, like, what the fuck?
Have you seen the ones? It's like a jar of peanut butter, but it's like, as it's just like a perfect, I would say perfectly cylinder, like circular hole.
Yeah, it's like a circle plugged out of it.
Right? Yeah, yeah, just right in the middle.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh.
Same, man.
What do you do with the rest of the peanut butter?
I imagine you throw it, well...
I mean, I guess if it's yours and...
But do you finish in the peanut butter?
Wait, what? What are we talking about?
Like grapefruiting, but it's peanut butter. It's a jar of peanut butter.
Can you fuck peanut? I don't think you can fuck peanut butter, dude.
You could.
It's. Nah, man.
I don't know.
It's too chunky, bro.
I'm saying what
or
I saw.
Or even the creamy. Like, nah.
I'm saying.
That would hurt.
Yeah, initially, if you had to, like, scoop the hole out, you know?
I mean, even later on.
I don't know, bro.
Like.
Maybe it's like it's too you microwave thick. It. You know, get it nice and warm.
But it does it make it melty?
I don't know. I don't fuck peanut butter.
Dude, I'm just diving. I'm just trying to, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, just like logistically, how does it work?
Yeah, I'm just trying to analyze this. I don't think it would.
I don't want to Google it because I know it's going to pop up.
I don't think it would. I don't think.
Videos are going to pop up.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, so I'm thinking, like, general purpose. You know what I mean? Your average Joe isn't going to, like, try to fuck a jar of peanut butter.
Right. Like.
Because it's too thick. Like, you.
That jar of Jiffy looking at me strange. Yo, mash the fuck boy laugh.
Oh, shit. What the fuck, dude? We're trying to.
Yeah, nice. There we go.
I think we need to, like, trim it or something. Because I think some of them have, like, that extra.
Oh, at the end. Maybe.
Kind of fades out.
I'll go back and listen to it. Yes. Yes.
But yeah.
Don't like that. Okay. I don't like.
That's that shit I don't like.
I listened to that this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Who have I listened to? Oh, I listened to Tupac's. What song is it?
Tupac.
Ambitions as a Writer.
That's a good one. You don't want to fuck with me. I won't.
I started listening to. Extentation again.
XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I got sad.
Well, I guess which X, like his last album or like Angry X?
His sad album.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah. Dun. Your eyes.
Yeah.
Moonlight.
Yeah. That's what I'm listening to. Oh, I got Backstreet Boys, too.
Ain't no lie, baby. Bye-bye.
No, not that one. I got the, shit. I keep closing the app.
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Some new shit. Go Loco by YG.
He put a new album out.
21 Savage's new album. You listen to that?
Yeah.
You fuck with it?
Not really.
Really?
I think it's mid. I like running. I gotta pull that
running
up.
Goes pretty hard.
21
Still Waiting by Sum 41. Deceiver by Chris Lake. Oh, some new jobbies.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Oh, whoa, someone released a Chop and Screwed.
Chop and Screw of what?
Of Savage Mode 2.
Ooh. Wait, so 21's back allowed? He's allowed back in the States now, or?
I guess so.
Making music again?
Yeah.
So when he talks like normal, does he, like, not rapping, I should say?
Right.
Does he have, like, a British accent?
I don't think. I mean, as a kid.
Oh, like a youngin'.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah, I don't think he was, like, lived in, like, you know, Yorkshire. His whole life, then came here.
He's like, I'm going to start a rap career.
Yeah, I'm just going to start a rap career as an Atlanta rapper. No, I think his parents, you know, immigrated here with him, and then he grew up in Atlanta.
But he was illegal.
Yes, I guess technically, which is why he was detained by ICE.
Yes.
Yeah.
And deported. Was he deported?
I don't remember. I mean,
if you got enough money, they're not going to let you.
Yeah, I mean, he has so much social status.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, like, I remember hearing that, like.
It was like 2-3 years ago.
He got detained by ICE, and then, like, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really hear anything after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dropped Savage Mode 2, which is mid, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's, like, not great. I just said, you know, it's just the one song, Running.
I like that, they got Morgan Freeman to do, like, all the voice of the skits.
And
the
outros for the songs.
Yeah, that's...
That was cool. Yeah, apparently Morgan Freeman's a fan of his music.
21.
Yeah, 21.
Flexing on that beach. Pull up.
Oh, man.
Dude. So, yeah, it's Halloween's this Saturday?
I don't know, dude.
It's 31st.
I don't know. Apparently, there's like a bunch of events going on that I got invited to, but...
You want any parties?
I don't think I want to go to any parties. You know, first and foremost, because of COVID.
You don't want
to
be a super spreader?
Yeah, and like, parties aren't really my thing, you know? If people just want to, like, you know what I mean, dress up and like... have good food and play some games and shit. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm cool with like chill stuff. But like, if people want to rage, you know what I mean? That's like different. I'm like,
let's,
man,
fucking
like,
rage.
Because I can't get my energy level like up there and
right,
like, enjoy it at the same time.
I get
you. You know, because if I have to bring myself up there, like I'm putting in effort, and like effort is
efforts a EFF six
six letter word.
It's a six letter word I don't jive with. So.
Yeah. So we're not effort. It's, yeah. I mean, if I have to put effort towards something, that means like I'm going to get tired if I do it long enough.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing.
Call me Kevin Gates. I don't get tired.
Oh, God. Sipping a topo. She's got a grapefruit.
No, thank you. I love topo, man. Shit is bomb. You got some new ice?
Yeah, I just bought some cheap-ass jewelry just to fuck around with the look and see how I like things.
Gotcha.
You know, it's better buying it cheap than buying something expensive and realizing you don't like it.
Yeah, about to find that out real quick.
Yeah. A lesson, one way or another. Yeah, but I need to... Yeah, so with this new work schedule and shit, you know, I just got my first paycheck last week.
You getting paid, boy?
It's nice. It's nice. It's definitely not enough, but it's nice.
It's never enough.
It's never enough, exactly. Yeah. It's never enough.
I'm in that same camp. I'm making a little more money. I'm like, it's not enough.
It's never enough.
No.
Dude, we just need to start selling drugs, man.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I can cook crack like no one else.
Word? So, word?
You know?
Collab? We gonna collab, bro?
And then I watched a video. Not a video. I watched a documentary. I guess it is a video.
I can be the Jesse or Walter White, bro.
Yeah. Joel's been watching Breaking Bad. So every now and then he'll text me like, can you make this? I'm like, no, I can't.
Yet.
Yet. Yeah.
You need a sterile environment first and foremost.
I was watching a documentary on, like, cocaine distribution,
mm-hmm.
and, like, it showed how they, like, make it out in the woods,
mm-hmm.
or, I guess, the forest mm-hmm. in South America,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I'm watching this, I'm like, dude, I think, like, I could do this, and I'm probably sure I could extract it, like, cleaner and more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
no, like, using my science background.
Just email one of the cartels and be like, hey, listen...
Yeah, but then they're going to be like, you're going to produce for us until we kill you. And then I'm like, great.
Yeah. No, we'd never let you go.
Yeah, DEA, this is a joke. So,
for legal reasons?
Yeah, this is all a parody. Yes.
I don't even know what a coca leaf looks like, I swear.
No, I don't know. I'd probably be like trying to like boil down like poison ivy. Ooh, excuse me, and just get myself all messed up. But, yeah, dude, there's
cook in the garage and don't leave it open. Just keep it slightly cracked. If anything, just keep it closed at all so you can breathe in all the fumes.
Yeah. All that. Actually, ethanol's not that bad in, like, breathing.
Oh, that's right. It's processed with ethanol.
Yeah, like, they were using gas,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, you can get your hand, like, you know.
On pure ethanol?
Yeah, like, 200, yeah, pure ethanol. I'm sure that would be...
But what's cheaper?
Gas.
Gasoline, yeah, so that's...
And it's more readily available.
Like, yeah.
You need, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go on fisherscientific.com. Yeah.
Would you still need as much?
Probably not, in theory, because gasoline is, like, what, 10% ethanol?
But what is the reason? Is it the ethanol itself that purifies it,
or is it what's,
or is it
the 90% else of gas?
I mean, I know ethanol is very important in it because I'm pretty sure we watched the same documentary.
Yeah.
But, like, if here we are trying to, like, fucking figure out how the drug lords make cocaine.
Right.
Like, is it just the ethanol? Like, is that the only thing that does it? Because if that's true, then wouldn't they need to use a lot more gasoline? Or, like, not a lot, but, like, you know, you saw the video, like, how right. much they poured in. It's like, oh, that's a lot.
Right.
You know, like, if you use pure ethanol, would you need the exact same liquid amount? Or
right.
would it just need, like, you know, like a cup or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, so gas is octane.
Yes.
Known as N-octane or...
You know what, man? Just look up how to make cocaine.
Yeah.
Just have that on your phone. Go incognito mode.
Well, I'm
your FBI agent yeah. that's in charge of your phone is just like, what the fuck?
What are these... Yeah.
What's this dude up to?
Carbon. Sorry.
Can you imagine your... is it...
Here we go. The difference between ethanol and gasoline. Obviously, the chemical structure.
Yeah.
Because gases has this...
Dude, I have work tomorrow.
Hydrocarbons. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out, like... It doesn't matter. We don't have to chop into the science. Mm. I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, you do understand it. You just don't want to have to explain it to me.
I think I like to think I understand it.
I'm sure you do. I have faith in you.
Thanks. Or in theory, you could just buy, like, concentrated octane if it's that's what breaks it down instead of the ethanol.
But I'm pretty sure it's the ethanol.
I think so, too, mm-hmm. which is why they use so much of it to get more ethanol. Yeah. I don't know. But, you know, if you use, like, 200-proof ethanol, that's you're going to get the extraction you're looking for.
Oh, you wanted pure?
Yeah, like, 200-proof is, like, the purest form mm-hmm. of ethanol.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the finished product is just like...
Oh, yeah.
You wanted this pure?
Yeah. Sell that shit.
I'm sure they experimented and they just realized just gasoline just hits different.
Yeah. It's readily available. It's cheap, relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to transport.
Where would you... us, personally, like, could you find... anything that's like 100% pure ethanol, like, available? Like, if I just walked into Giant or, like, Walmart?
Probably the closest you'll get is, like, clear liquors.
Okay, so like your moonshine vodkas. And stuff.
Yeah, moonshine, your vodkas. Mm. Yeah, it's pretty much as close as you're going to get to, like, the chemical grade stuff. Mm. But now what they do with, like, chemical-grade ethanol is they'll put, like, 10% methanol in it. So if you drink it, you'll get sick.
Why?
They don't want you drinking pure ethanol to get drunk.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Oh. Bunch of wet blankets?
Yeah, for real. My coworkers were telling me this is, like, stories... of, like, the laboratory in the days of yore.
Rumor has it
that, like...
back in the day.
They would make, like, jungle juice out of lab-grade ethanol.
That's fucking awesome.
And just get super drunk off of it.
Now, is there a way to counter that chemical, the methanol, in it?
Yeah, you can request, like...
You can request, like, pure.
Yes, you can request pure.
Gotcha.
Without the methanol. And if... Oh. Yeah. I think if you give a strong enough reason, they'll be like, okay, whatever.
I want to make jungle juice now. Okay, cool.
Okay, hey, appreciate your honesty. Yeah. Go forth.
Send us the recipe.
Yeah. Dude, you have to dilute that down. 200 proof? You'd be like.
No, we're taking straight shots, baby.
Dude, you'd be.
Like, I want to breathe fire.
Yeah, you would be breathing fire, man. Woo!
Chemistry talk.
Yeah, for a dude who got his third-rate chemistry education at a D3 school. Which is why I'll never be a good Walter White.
So you never know, because he was just a high school teacher.
No, but like he was cook, like he worked at like a super chem company. Yeah, apparently he was like wicked smart.
Oh, okay. So why did he go to?
I think he got schweened out of his old job, and then he had to teach chemistry.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he gets cancer and has to cook meth.
Got you.
Meth.
Dude, speaking of getting schweened out of a job, not really, but like kind of.
Yeah.
So my coworker, Carlos, he said, dude, like the other day I saw my old substitute teacher or something like that.
Wow.
At the market. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, he's like an Uber driver. And I was like, oh, is he one of those teachers? Because he told me stories about his high school life. He's like, yeah, he was one of them. And I was like, oh, shit. So basically his old teachers, some of them were like, he's like, if you guys don't get a fucking education, if you don't get a college degree.
Oh, you're not going to be anything.
You're not going to be anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Carlos, you know, doesn't have a college degree. But he's making good money.
You don't need it, to be honest.
No, you don't. And he sees, you know, the same teacher. You know, it's like, you know, if you don't work hard and stuff, you don't get your college degree or like at least your high school degree, you're not going to go anywhere. And the dude's like an Uber driver. Not to bag on Uber drivers.
Right. Like, but this dude's preaching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, well, look at you. You're an Uber driver now. You know,
right.
Bitch. You buck at him.
Yeah, that education degree is really paying off.
Yeah. Like, good for you, dude. But yeah, dude, Uber, you make good money off Uber, man.
Yeah, you just gotta be disciplined about it.
Yeah, no, because like there was I forget who I was talking to, but there was like, yeah, you know, it's like he was talking to like a cool Uber driver,
mm-hmm.
and he's like a middle aged dude or something, you know, like older. He's like, yeah, I make anywhere from like $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
Pretty good.
Full-time Uber. I was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, that's crazy.
Pretty good.
And, dude, you imagine the huge tax write-off you get for the... Because, like...
Your car?
Yeah. So, like, for me personally, my tax write-off, I get, like, 50 cents per mile that I drive to and from work.
Nice.
So, if I'm doing, like, 14 to 20 miles a day...
Mm-hmm. Seven or
that's a one-way trip, by the way.
Right.
It's 14 miles to get there. So I'm doing like at least 30 to 40 miles a day.
Right.
Every day I work.
Okay. You see that all. I mean, it adds up, right?
Yeah. So like 30, 40, you know, 50 cents each. That's half. So 15, that's like 15 bucks a day I work.
15 bucks a day times 7 times 4 times... 4 weeks in a month times 12 months. It's about $5,000. If I did my math right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't go to school for math. So if anyone's going to be like, oh, well, actually.
Yeah, so I'm getting like a $4,000 tax write-off at the end of the year.
Nice.
Something like that.
Nice.
But we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of other things. I have to talk to my boss's CPA and see what he says and see what he can tell me to write off and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
We'll see. That's fun. Talking to the old CPA.
But I have a feeling that I'm going to have to just pay off a lot of money.
Yeah, that's going to be me next tax season. So, not looking forward to that.
Yeah, the IRS is like, why did you buy this $160 pairs of pants?
Yeah. No, they're... I don't know if about your... Like... Trump wanted to do like this tax deferment thing,
mm-hmm.
and some places gave you the option to like not do it or do it, and I didn't get the option, so I'm not paying taxes for I don't know what it is. I'm not paying.
You talking about the stimulus checks and stuff?
No, like Trump's administration is like, because of COVID, you'll get a tax break, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in theory, you're bringing home more money.
Yes.
But, I mean...
But you have to pay it back?
Yeah, they're going to want their money on the back end. So, it's just a temporary solution. So, I've just come to realize, like, I'm going to get schweened next year in taxes. Because they're going to be
if they give you a break, you know, like, I don't know. That's so weird. Like, if you're not going to charge them for taxes, don't make them pay it back. Because either way, you know, if people had a choice, then I'm pretty sure they would just be like, just take it out now.
Yeah, because it's so much easier.
You don't
have to
worry about it later on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, dude. I'm just mentally preparing myself. I'm just going to get absolutely raked over the coals. So, we'll see, but that's adult life. Fuck, I thought I had something else to talk about. I can't remember.
I can't either.
We're just having so much fun trying to figure out sounds for the soundboard.
Right?
That we can't hear. Oof. That we can't hear.
Be a lot more funny if we could.
Yeah.
Nut.
It's all right.
We'll figure it out. I think I'll just order the headset tonight or something.
You're just made of money, bro.
Huh?
I said, you're just made of money, bro.
Not right now. I'm trying to rebudget myself so I can save. So my goal is to have $20,000 in 4 months.
20? Okay, I see you.
I mean, I'm already halfway there.
We're already halfway there. Halfway there.
But I don't even think, can I? 25, it's $5,000. It's $35,000 a month. That means I can't spend a single dime.
Guess we're not going to get to hear the sweet sounds of the soundboard.
Nope. No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, still, you know what I mean? $20,000 is just like a just in case.
Right.
Sitch. But I think I'll be okay. That's like me like planning to fail.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
It's good.
But if I can save up like, you know, at least like. Oh, no, wait, no. I already said I have 10, so I only have to save 10. So that's like, I'm already halfway there.
Already halfway there.
Yeah, so we're good. Yeah,
we circled back to it. We're good.
So I can do it. Yeah.
Woo!
Woo! Cool.
What'd
you do with the gimbal, by the way?
It's just chilling up in my room.
Word.
Do you want it back?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's just chilling. Just straight chilling.
True.
Man, so Halloween's coming up.
Oh, yeah, dude. So are you going to dress up or anything at the range?
No, fuck no.
Why not?
I'll wear my new pants if they show up.
Gets dirty on the first day. And there goes the resale value.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to bring them. Yeah, if I hate them, I'm obviously not going to wear them. But it's love at first sight. Maybe I'll just die in those.
you're not gonna be buried in a pair of bird dogs, bro?
Like... Oh, yeah, bird dog shorts. Sorry, I was thinking, like, all birds. They're shoes.
All birds?
Yeah, they're, like, really ugly shoes that, like, the tech bros wear.
Now I've got to pull it up.
Yeah,
Oh, no, I've got a phone call.
Ruh-roh.
Do I dare? Hello?
Hi, dude. Hey, I need some life advice, man.
You're on the podcast.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's gonna air my dirty business.
Hell yeah. Can I call you back in like can I call you back in
or do you want to hear your life advice to 30 people on the internet?
Yeah, do you want to share your life advice to 30 people on the internet? No.
Hello.
Can I call you back?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All right.
I'm going to the gym. If you're free afterwards, you can catch up. Or no.
Can I catch up?
You call me back then when you're free, because I should be free. Otherwise, we'll just keep postponing it until we're both not free and we're both sleeping.
What are you doing at the gym?
I'll call you when you're free, when I'm free, when Anthony's free, we're all free. No, I'm free.
So are we all linking up?
Yes. What?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Did you get a new phone, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
just forgot to tell you because I don't care about you, bro.
I forgot to tell everybody. That's what everybody's been telling me. They're like, what the fuck? Who did?
What's your number?
Oh, my God. You piece of shit.
What's your number, bro?
Wow. I was held in such high regard. At least I thought I was.
Sucks.
So who the fuck did I text? I was like, yo, it's restaurant week. Are you trying to get some cheap eats? Who the fuck did I send that to?
I don't know. Is that why? Oh. Well, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, I sent you a text. I'm like, yo, it's restaurant week. And I was like, you know, I was trying to get something to eat with you. Because it was like, was it Fogo? No. Fogo de Chao was like $30 for dinner, dude.
Oh, that's a steal.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fuck.
Yeah, and you didn't respond, so you missed out.
Well, that's what I get for not telling you, right?
Yeah. Piece of shit. All right, have fun at the gym. God.
Bye, it was fun talking to you.
I hope you tear something. Bye.
Bye. Oh, what?
Nothing.
Is this Tina?
Bye. Yeah, it's Tina.
Oh, yes. Bye. Bye. I figured it was, but yeah. I just didn't want to assume.
Nah. Hey, is that Tina? It's like, bitch, who's Tina?
I'm
like,
yeah. My girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Tina.
Yeah.
We should get her on IRL. She can stunt her new
her new
Mercedes.
Whip.
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a Benz.
Must be nice.
A new whip.
She should fund our podcast, man.
Yo, right?
Yeah.
Yo, sell the Benz. Sponsor us.
Tina, for 0% equity back, you can sponsor our podcast.
We'll just shout her out and say nice things about her every podcast. Yeah. We'll simp. We'll simp for you on the pod.
Yeah, dude. If you pay, yeah, I'll simp. Some sugar mama.
I've always wanted a sugar mama.
Yeah, I did too, till like they want.
You're halfway there, bro.
Yeah, I'm about to cash in on that golden ticket. Yeah. Can't wait. Two more years, baby.
Do you ever talk to your girl about this?
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about it.
The other day.
Yeah, just the other day. Yeah. We were walking. She's like, yeah, I'm almost done with like school and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I've been sitting on this golden ticket. Can't wait to cash in.
What'd she say?
She's like, stop.
The classic eye roll.
Yeah, just an eye roll and like the tongue click. And the you're not funny. And I'm like, I think I am.
And then we fight.
And then we fight. And then we don't see each other for a couple days.
No, deadass. Is that, like, is that the whole cycle?
No, no.
Oh.
No.
So does she think it's funny or not?
I mean, she's got to think it's, I don't know. She probably doesn't think it's like laugh out loud funny, but, you know.
Like, stop. You're making me feel special.
Yeah.
Like that? Or
I think it's like that. It's like, oh, stop. Okay.
I know I'm going to make a lot of money. Relax.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much that.
What's half of mine is half of yours. So
I don't know if she's going to be like that, but I'm whittling her down to get her.
Bro,
like
she
that.
Needs to start simping on you, King.
I know, right? My GS11 paycheck.
Hell yeah, pimp.
Hell yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, one of these days, I'm going to send you my resume, and you're just going to have to, like, twist HR's arm to hire me. Like, listen, I swear by this dude. You hire him, and he'll be the best goddamn employee you've ever had.
What's really the difference between cooking and chemistry? Nothing.
Not much. One is a lot more intense, I think, in my opinion.
I guess chemistry, well, I think cooking's more intense, but, I mean, I guess with chemistry, the intense part is, like, you're working with acids and bases, but, like.
Oh, I splashed boiling soup on my arm the other day.
Hot soup.
Yeah.
But that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, guys don't really wear PPEs like we do. No lab coat, no goggles.
Oh, yeah, no. Did I tell you the time I splashed boiling liquid on my face?
Oh.
That was tight.
Bro.
That was tight. And it wasn't, like, water liquid. It was, like, thick liquid, so it stuck.
Ouchie.
Yeah. AK was there. AK tell you all about it.
Fuck that.
Dude, it was curry.
Ooh.
So it's like the thick,
what's
you know,
wrong, babe? You hardly touched your Sonic Edition curry.
Dude, I hated when you sent that shit. I was like, oh, man. Your limited edition Sonic curry.
It's blue.
Stupid. It probably tastes the same, too. That's what bothers me the most. Like, dude, it tastes the same. Oh, man.
But it's blue, man. What if they use hedgehog meat?
What if you smile and your teeth are blue?
Like a little kid after eating a popsicle, yeah, like their lips
like the
crawl.
Tongue, like, yeah. Yeah. What is something weird? So this was like an argument in one of my group chats. What's something weird that
GC.
You eat? Somebody brought up, is like, all right, you guys, like who here eats rice with mac and cheese?
Like white rice?
Yeah.
Mac and cheese?
Yes.
I've never done that, but.
And we were all like, you know, at least me, I, you know, anything about food, I jump straight in with my opinion. I'm like,
right.
I straight up, I was like, kill yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do that.
The forbidden fusion.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah. No, I've never eaten rice and...
Like, do you have something that you think might be weird that you do that you don't see other people do, like, when it comes to food?
Yeah, but I know it's trash, but I do it because it's an easy make.
Like PB&J with ketchup or something, like something weird. You know what I mean?
No. Okay, it's not weird. It's just more, like, lazy.
Okay.
You cook a hot dog, right?
Okay.
And then you get a new pan, basically make a quesadilla, but you wrap, basically, like, it's a cheese wrap, but the hot dog's in it. That makes sense.
Oh, okay. So you're just making, instead of getting a bun, you just tortilla it.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, it's not bad, right? It's just cheese, tortilla, and a hot dog.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not weird. It's just you're changing the vessel.
Right. But, like, I get a lot of flack for it. So.
It's kind of a waste of tortilla, but, you know.
Right. Again, I know it's trash.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just.
Okay.
It's just an easy way to get your macros in.
I wouldn't. Yeah. You know, I mean, I wouldn't. But I just. Honestly, like, to me, like. A hot dog's got to be in a hot dog bun. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or mac and cheese, cut up in mac and cheese. You ever done that one?
Yeah, I mean, that's just ghetto.
Yeah. But, like, weird things?
Okay, so hear me out on this. So since we were talking about mac and cheese, I'm like, you guys are sleeping on the mac and cheese with ketchup.
See, I've seen that, but I've never tried it.
It gives, like, a slight sweetness and a little bit of acidity. You know what I mean? So it kind of cuts through that richness a little bit. It makes the mac and cheese taste a little lighter.
See, I like doing a Cholula and mac and cheese.
Yeah, so it's like spicy ketchup instead.
Right.
You know?
But it's not as, like, thick as ketchup.
Yeah, so you're not putting a lot. So, like, you got, like, a pot.
Yeah.
You might be putting, like, maybe, like, a little dab.
Okay, see, when I think of it, I'm thinking, like...
Half and half?
Yeah.
No. Okay. This is just, like, it's just going to accent the...
Mm-hmm. Which I imagine, I mean, ketchup by itself is not
I'll make bad. It for you one day.
I'll be excited to try that.
Somebody else. We were in the group chat. Somebody was like, soy sauce and egg. I'm like, all right, listen, we're talking about weird shit right now. It's you don't come in here with your basic bitch shit.
Like, ice and cereal, you know?
What?
I don't know. I saw that on the internet.
Yeah, oh, okay. I thought you were saying something that you did. I'm like, okay, see, I did not know
that's,
about you.
That's psycho.
No, seriously, it is. Yeah. You're like, it just makes the cereal colder. I'm like, bro, if you refrigerated your milk, it would already be cold.
The milk's already cold. Fucking psycho, Bob, man.
Watering down your milk.
Yeah.
Ugh. Is your milk too milky? Just water it down, dude.
There's still a couple ice cubes in there, bro. You're a... Ugh.
Oh, my God. I'm sure I did that as a kid. Like, ooh, my milk got warm. Let me...
Did you ever make, like, potions as a kid? Like, mix, like, milk and orange juice? You never drank it, but you just mixed it all together?
No, I did. Yeah. I did drink it, though. Ugh. Dude, it's gross.
I bet.
It's so gross.
I wonder if that gave you the secret elixir to life.
Yeah, that's why I haven't caught COVID, dude.
You'll never catch anything. Your body's still trying to break down the orange juice and milk combination.
Yeah, that was probably the day I became lactose. My body was just like
nope.
six years old. I was just like, Yeah, and body's just like, yeah, no, this dude doesn't deserve to drink milk anymore.
God was like, you can log off. Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay, so if you don't make anything weird, I'm sure, like, there's got to be something besides the hot dog thing. What's something else somebody caught you for? And they were like, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm sure you have, but I can't remember.
I can't think of anything. I think the pizza in the frying pan thing is genius.
Yeah, I saw that online. So,
dude, this shit slaps, bro.
Yeah, if you got...
Crispy bottom. Dude, it's so good.
Yeah, if you have leftover Pete for the listeners.
Dude, we gotta go to New York, man.
New York.
I've been trying to try this pizza place for like 2-3 years now.
I want to go to New York as well, but I also want to buy a...
Are we going to go to the Supreme store, bro?
Yeah.
Are we going to Super Dry? We're going to hit up Gucci, bro? You want a Gucci
belt?
They
got a Super Dry in
Tyson's.
Yeah, Tyson's.
Is it Tyson's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Tyson's.
Yeah, they got a corner store.
But it's not the New York Super Dry store.
They sell the same quilted down.
But it's not from New York, bro. True. Or like Canada Goose.
Canada Goose fell off, man.
Yeah.
Remember, like, that was the jacket?
Like two years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now don't really see anyone rocking.
Yeah, everyone's just back on the fucking... Yeah, what happened to that? I don't see anyone wearing it.
I don't know.
That's so weird.
That's an expensive fad jacket.
Yeah, seriously. It was like three...
No, it was like $1,500. Like the quilt, like the parka down.
No, because my friend bought one. Yeah. But he got his shit for a fucking steal. He got it for like $800, and he had the fur liner on the hood.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what this year's must-have winter coat's going to be.
What do you think the next big fad's going to be? I mean, we won't know until it happens.
That's interesting, because like...
You know, like fidget spinners and shit.
The next fad, like fashion fad or just fad in general?
Yes.
Well, I think fashion-wise, I don't know, like everyone's kind of gravitated, like the 90s were cool for a little bit, like the e-boy hair, that's 90s hair.
Is that really?
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to gravitate a little... A little back towards like the 2000s,
JNCO jeans.
Maybe not as extreme.
That's
as
like
JNCO.
90s. That's kind of 90s though.
Yeah, like I mean, like wider pants are coming back. I think we'll see. You know how like all the big brands like Gucci, Burberry, YSL. Yeah,
Yves Laurent.
Yeah, like their t-shirts were loud with, like, you know, had their fucking logo just blown out, had all this stuff on it. I think we might see...
Like graphic tees come back?
I think we'll see it go away.
Oh, go away.
I think we're going to go maybe something a little more simple, a little more clean.
Oh, so like...
Just what you got on.
Got you.
But like...
Head of the times, baby.
Yeah, but just like, you know, a $500 Gucci tee that's just black. That's my guess. Just kind of like a zig from what we've been doing. But like fidget spinner wise, I mean right now the big thing is
slime.
Slime
is like last year.
Among Us.
Oh yeah.
That's a pretty big fad.
Yeah.
Still
need to play. It's fun as fuck.
I can't type with two thumbs, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're typing really slow, trying to hunt and peck with one.
They're like, yeah, it's Anthony. Like, no,
sus. I can't
me defend and vote it off. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Please, I have one hand.
Dude, the biggest hurdle for me for that game was the colors, bro.
Oh, yeah, if you're colorblind.
Yeah, dude, because yeah. I was like, oh, my God, like. Which one's red? Which one's green? I'm like, cyan and white. I'm like, they look the same, dude. So it's not like...
Tell me their name.
No, that's what I started doing. Yeah. I'm like, who is it? This guy? And they're like, cyan. I'm like, is it this guy or this guy? And they're like, cyan. I'm like, dude, say their name.
I'm colorblind.
And they're like, cyan, dude. That's what I said. I'm like, I'm colorblind. And they're like, nah, this dude sus, man. He's pretending. And they voted me off. And I was like, bro, are you serious? The people are so dumb like that, man. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm over here trying to be like... I'm trying to find my Watson.
Yeah.
Out here, and they're like, no, yeah, it's a bunch of crayon eating fuckheads, like trying to.
Yeah. Call up sus.
No, seriously, and like the players I hate the most are the ones that like zero proof, zero anything, but they somehow convince everyone that this person
is sus.
They're like, yeah, it's red, and then like if I'm red, I'll be like
proof.
Yeah, like what did I do, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's red. Like, you just sus. And everybody else is like, it's like, what do you do? He's like, trust me, guys, it's red. And they're like, okay. And it's like, not the imposter. And I'm like,
that's not, I wouldn't say it's nice, but like, so it's all type chat. You can't like,
you can voice chat. So a lot of YouTubers are like on Discord and shit.
Right.
They'll mute themselves in game.
Right.
Until it's discussion time.
Yeah. I imagine it's just a lot of like, who can talk over each other and who's the loudest.
Not even then, they take turns and stuff. It's like, well, right. Present your argument, and then, okay, so, like, what's your counter-argument?
Right. Well, I've seen, like, Soulja Boy do it, and he just yells.
Yeah.
And, like, people, I guess because it's Soulja Boy, but...
Soulja.
You!
Hey.
Man, that was...
Throwback.
Yeah, that was organic. I don't know. I just imagine, like, it's just he who's the most, like, confident. Like, you don't have to... Obviously, like life, you don't have to be right. You just have to be the most confident.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like that's the Among Us argument, you know? So.
Confidence is key.
Yes.
Life facts.
Wow. It's still playing.
Yeah, there it goes.
Dude, when we hit that, are we still able to talk or does it cut everything out?
I think.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah. I'm going to say it just cuts out. So.
Yeah. All right. For reference, we're just fucking with the soundboard guy. So depending on how the audio turns out, I'm going to defer it to you and let you be the judge.
What?
But,
okay, there we go.
But, if
you think, nice. We hit an hour.
Yeah. If you think it sounds good, then, you know, keep that one. But if it doesn't sound good, we'll just keep it OG style.
Yeah. 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 I was reading online. Someone was like, my sound wasn't coming in good through the SD card. And someone's like, you probably have crappy mics. So, like our old.
Yeah, I mean, the SD card is just like a vessel.
Yeah, I don't know. This dude's argument didn't make any sense. Mm. So,
I mean, yes, there are higher quality SD cards. But, like, you can get the, what is it? You talked to Kelvin about it. Kelvin knows all about this shit as a photographer and stuff.
Right.
Like, he'll tell you everything. Somebody was like, They were talking back exactly about this, like SD cards and like memory cards and stuff.
Right.
And you're like, oh, should I get this one? They're like, no, that's like, you know, you don't need that much
space.
Not space. You know, you can never have too much space.
True.
But they're like, you don't need this kind of processing power. Like, you're not going to be like trying to edit a movie or something with like a shitload of info.
Yo, this podcast is a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the shit show.
The old shit show, volume 2, baby. Shit show too.
There was something I was trying to ask you. There was some. Oh yeah, so we watched that I wouldn't call it a horror, but that thriller movie Apostle on.
Oh yeah, on the Flicks.
Yeah, dude. Like,
pull that up.
You gotta watch it, dude.
Apostle. A P.
Watch the trailer for it after the pod. But okay. Like, yeah, dude. That joke. That was good. That was really good. I like that movie a lot.
The Apostle is a 2018 period horror film. It took place in London.
London. Ye old London.
This one?
Yes.
Okay. Damn, that bitch, 2 hours.
Yeah, it was long. I remember watching that, but like, the whole movie, like, I never felt bored. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There was just a lot of confusion the first, like, 20 minutes. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And then it was like, who the fuck is this? You know? And they're not, like, explaining anything. But you kind of just piece things together as the movie progresses. So you figure everything out in the first, like, 30 minutes.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's good, though. I liked it a lot. It wasn't, like, one of the classic scary movies with, like, jump scares and shit. I hate that shit.
Right.
I hate jump scares. Yeah. You know me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate jump scares.
I'm not a fan either, so... I totally get it. You know, I watched Beetlejuice for the first time, like start to finish.
I still have yet to do that, but...
You're not missing out, man. I know a lot of people ride for it.
But it's just another, like, early 2000s, late 90s.
Yeah, I think it's actually 80s.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is it that old?
Yeah. I mean, it's got...
Young... I was thinking, like, it was, like, when the first Casper came out.
Beetlejuice. It's 1988.
Holy shit.
Oh, Tim Burton did it. No wonder.
Well, yeah, it's a Tim Burton film, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's got young Gina Davis, young Alec Baldwin, young Michael Keaton, Winona Ryder.
Really? Winona Ryder's in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. She's like a kid in that movie.
What?
Like a teeny bopper. Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Now she's a MILF.
Yeah. Yeah, now she's a MILF. Circle of life, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd simp for Winona Ryder. Maybe.
Are you saying Winona Ryder or Winona Ryder?
Winona.
Okay.
Ryder. Winona Ryder.
Dude, because I swear for like a second, I thought I heard you flip the W and the R's.
Winona Ryder?
Yeah.
No, it's like.
I heard Winona Ryder.
Winona. It's like CNN, an enemy.
Sea anemone.
Sea anemone. There we go. If I think about it too hard, I'm going to mess up.
Like Pacific.
Please don't. No, I could say like the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, but you can't say specific.
Pacific. No.
Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Don't fuck up.
Specific.
Can I use that in a sentence?
Spill it.
Spill it.
What's the language of origin?
You ever been in a spelling bee?
No. I knew from an early age I couldn't spell. So I never...
Was it when you discovered the word specific?
I probably couldn't even spell specific. S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go.
Specific.
Yeah, I'm not going to try saying it again.
You got it.
Specific.
Spell encyclopedia.
No.
Dude, I always thought I was good at spelling. I knew I was better at spelling than, like, a lot of other kids.
Moment of truth.
I guess my age?
Uh-huh.
Because I read, like, a shitload of books growing
nerd,
up.
Nerd. Yeah. Nerd.
I mean, that's all I had. You know, I didn't have TV. Lame. I didn't have cable.
Yeah.
My only source of entertainment was, you know.
Books.
Books. Yeah. Exactly.
Did you ever read Magic Treehouse? Or the Magic Treehouse?
Yeah. I liked those growing up.
Yeah. I did too. I also liked Encyclopedia Brown.
Yo, who is this, bro? Let me simp, dog.
Toss it over.
Okay.
Oh, dude, speaking of. Oh, that's Kim. She was,
Over the mixer?
Yeah. She was mashes all the buttons.
Yeah.
That's Kim, very Italian last name.
I saw Pham and I instantly thought Vietnamese for some reason. And then nope. I pulled up a picture and, like, she's not Vietnamese.
No, she's very white.
White.
White people. She was a chem major at UD, so.
Mm.
And she was in chem club.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how I know her.
Mm.
Yep.
Interesting. All right, what were you saying before I interrupted you?
What were we talking about?
I don't know. You were going to bring something up. It was like, speaking of simp.
Oh, yeah. It's really my boner jam.
Go for it.
So, my white whale for this podcast was to get on, you know, that Rachel character.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to her
mm-hmm.
and was like, I probably could have worded this better, but like, I was just like, hey, it's Anthony from high school. Like, you know, like we don't have to like do the reminiscing shit. I'm like, I have a small podcast. I know you like to work out. Would you want to come on and talk about like working out and shit? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she just left me on red. So the old ego is taking a shot there.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally get it.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, right? Like, if I was
in... Clout chaser.
For sure. Dude, if I was in her shoes and, like, someone from, like, you know, just ran... Someone from high school just...
Yeah.
Randomly hit me up and be like, eat shit. Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
So I totally get it, but...
Fair is fair.
In the moment, in the moment, I'm like... Yeah, like, wah. Yeah. So... I get it.
You. But dude, they made a Doritos-flavored bourbon.
Ew.
No, they didn't. But
that's got to be a meme.
It's the meme, yeah, Worst Buy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, I know what you mean. Like you see a girl at the club or something, you're like, I'm going to talk to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, ew, no. And then you're just like, oh. And it's like, well, you know, you didn't really have any sort of connection.
Right.
To start with, and you're still not going to have it. It's like nothing changed.
Right.
Except that single instance.
Nothing was gained.
Yeah, or lost.
Right. So, I mean, I get it, but, you know, it would have been nice.
Sorry, bud.
Well, you know, it was all, like, a numbers game. Like, that's all the only reason why. I wouldn't say the only reason, but the main reason I wanted her on was because she has 15,000 list followers. And if, like, you know, a percent of that listens to this dumb podcast, we'd be doing numbers. So, you know.
EDs.
It is what it is, man. So when we blow up and become the number one podcast on the East Coast,
And we move to Texas, and we don't have to pay.
Yeah, we pull a Joe
Rogan income tax.
Yep. And she's going to be like, oh, do you want to come on? I'll be like, no. I'm kidding. I'd let her on. But, you know, the old ego is bruised. But I'll bounce back.
You'll be all right.
Yeah, I'll be all right. We got this sweet soundboard to make me feel better.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, I don't know how to...
You're going to tap the...
The music symbol?
Yep. There you go.
Dude, what the fuck?
And then... There you go.
Look at this dude.
Look at this dude. Nice. Nice. That'd be a good one.
What, the spinning?
The nice guy.
What?
You never seen that guy?
No.
Oh, it's not like spitting.
I thought it was the Ugandan knuckles, like, I spit on you.
No, he does like a tongue click thing. But I can't.
Oh, the nice.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, the old guy.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Nice.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out soundboards.
Yeah, for those sounds. Who wrote in, we appreciate it. A lot of it seems like a lot of work, like getting the George Bush clips.
Dude, it is.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
I mean, maybe we'll do like once a week, we'll change out one sound.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we'll have them vote.
Yeah.
From like two or three different choices. You know, it's like, which one is everyone's favorite? I like that.
And then we got to put the audio up.
What audio? Oh.
I guess I'm overthinking it.
Bertrand, get on this.
Yeah, Bertrand, get on
this.
We'll
set it up. We'll set it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we let Bertrand make his own IG account?
He's not doing anything for us, so.
Yeah.
It would be funny, though, if we just add him, like, at Bertrand. That'd be good.
That's what I mean. And it's just, like, obscure pictures. Just like a bottle cap in the middle of a floor, like just really zoomed in.
It's just our mood board is Bertrand's IG account.
I don't know what a mood board is, but
it's just like random pictures of shit that you think is cool that puts you in a mood.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't even thinking mood board. I was just thinking like just like
yeah, like obscure. I mean, that's usually what mood boards are. They're like obscure pictures. Anyway.
Yeah. That's what that's called?
You know, like, who does a good mood board?
Like, it conveys, like, a mood?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like giving a five-year-old a camera.
Like this guy.
Okay. Oh, God.
It's paid off. I don't mind it. I mean, his are, like, well-done photos, but, like, it's just all pictures of random stuff. It's not anything of, like, real substance. You know?
Yeah, kind of like this, but like way shittier.
Right. Yeah, like this podcast.
Yeah.
He has a podcast, and it's a lot better than ours.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if I had to plug a pod.
So really, we would be like the super watered-down version of him.
Yes.
Nice, I like
We'd
it.
Be a watered-down version of Chris Black if...
Nice. Chris Rock?
No, Chris Black.
Chris Rock?
Chris Rock?
Who's Chris Black?
Chris,
is he famous for anything or just has a more successful podcast?
He's like, I wouldn't say he's like famous in the realm of like superstar,
mm-hmm.
but like he has a lot of.
He's like an F-lister.
No, because he doesn't like act or do anything.
Mm.
But like he's got a lot of internet clout, right?
Oh, got you. So he's got like the 50,000 followers.
Yeah, he's almost like an influencer.
Okay.
But like he hates influencers.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's like the anti-social club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Chris Black. Yeah, he has a podcast.
I never got those shirts, by the way.
The anti-social shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never did either.
Like when I first saw it, I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And then everyone started wearing them. It's like it's less cool now.
Is that really yeah, how can you be anti-social if you're all
part of this social club that buys the shirts.
Right.
Yeah. It was cool when it came out, but yeah, as soon as everyone jumped on that train.
Yeah, that was a brand that died really fast.
Yeah. For like a hot year.
Yeah, it was like high school-ish. like senior year of high school, I remember seeing those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So it's been around for a minute then. Because I remember only starting to see them like when I first started working at the block, which is like, what, 4 years ago?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So it lasted for a little bit, but I think when I was at the block, it like peaked and then everyone, you know, it's like a good song.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, you know, played the shit out of it and it just wasn't cool anymore.
Yep.
Or like a Les Garçons, the weird heart with the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The
French brand.
Yeah, the Como des Garçons, mm-hmm. Converses that are now like the butt of fashion jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember somebody bought them. Everybody's like, whoa, you got a pair? Like, wow.
Yeah. And now he probably has those.
People make fun of him now?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I saw like fashion memes making fun of him.
Hmm.
So.
That's funny.
Making fun of those and the Fila Destroyers or Disruptors.
That's the internet always wins.
Yep. Even what you think is cool is going to come and become lame.
Yeah, dude. Remember when, what is it? Reddit's / roast me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, you'd find, like, the hottest girl.
Oh, yeah, on the internet. And they'd be like,
oh, man.
Yeah. Get their pound of flesh.
Yeah. Dude, like, yeah. It would be, like, some super hot girl. So, did your stepdad come onto you or did you come onto him? Something like that.
Gross.
Yeah, those kinds of jokes and stuff. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, Reddit.
Reddit, it was like, damn, it looks like you were ugly in high school, but now that you glowed up, you have this, like, newfound sense of, you know.
Worth.
Yeah, worth. Like, congratulations on, like, nothing.
Jeez, man.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's the only thing you're confident enough in. Yeah, you know, it's like the internet is a cruel place.
Yeah. Yeah, they know how to cut deep.
Yeah, dude, they're cutting so deep, dude.
Yeah, it's nothing superficial, right?
Yeah, it's funny when, like, ugly people do, because, like, the ugly people know.
Yeah, that they're
what they look like. Right. You know, they know they're not the best looking people.
Right, they're kind of like, self aware to the joke.
Yeah, now it's just like, oh man, like let me just see how creative people can get.
People are creative, man. That's what's crazy about the internet. Mm-hmm. It shows a lot of creative folks. As someone who's not creative, I appreciate it.
We're creative enough.
I guess we're creative enough for 30 people.
Yeah, and we have enough money for equipment.
Thanks, other jobs.
Who needs to be? You need to be one of three things: rich, good looking, or funny.
Got one of those.
Won't tell you which one though.
Smash that button.
Yeah. Stupid. We're working on it.
Yeah. We can't hear it, so we'll hear it on the playback. Oh man, what time is it?
I don't know.
I got
7:05. I don't got to be anywhere for another hour.
Alrighty. I think we're at like an hour and some change.
Boop. Nice. Yeah, we're an hour and 20.
Nice.
Anyways. So you go to the Rage for Halloween. Dude, holy shit. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a tangent.
Yeah, so I'm going to the Range on the 31st. And then I'm going to Metro Diner? Fuck, I can't remember what it's called. I'm going to a diner on that Sunday.
Is it a nice diner? Like, famous? Or is it just a diner?
It was featured on Triple D, so...
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man, let me know how it is.
Metro 29 Diner. Arlington.
Yeah. I think I've got that on my list of places to go.
It's good. They got excellent challah French toast.
Really? Oh, you've been before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So you vouch for it?
Yeah, 100%.
Let me check out. What else is local that I have on my list?
Lay it up.
I've got a bunch of D.C. places. This new one I heard of from a chef friend. Taqueria Sochi in D.C. Smoking Pig in D.C. We got to try that out. Barbecue. Apparently, they're legit.
Okay.
Saigon Outcast in Ashburn.
Damn, out in Ashburn?
Yeah, Crumble Cookies in Vienna.
Okay, that's not bad.
Tai Gang Wan in Springfield, Virginia. Dough Nuttery in Tyson's Corner.
Mmm.
Nathan's Dairy Bar in D.C.
Dairy Bar?
Yeah.
You just drink milk?
I think it's like ice cream and shit.
Oh, okay.
And like milkshakes.
It's like a legit bar, and all you can do is drink like two skim and whole milk.
Yeah. Yo, 29 Diner's legit, man. You got to try it out. Fairfax.
Yeah, I haven't been to 29 Diner in Fairfax. I want to.
Yeah, there's a Latin Geria taco truck, Taqueria Loca in Virginia.
Okay.
Carmen's Italian Ice, Rockville.
Damn, Maryland?
Yeah.
Mm.
But I'm down to explore. There's Ocean City I've got on here, too. Annabelle's Barbecue. What else?
Interesting.
1914 in D.C. I think that place is bougie, though. Mm. Yeah, Cafe Fung in D.C. That's another, I think they do, like, Vietnamese coffee and, like, small eats and stuff.
We'll just say we're, like, we're press at the bougie places. See if they'll treat us a little nicer.
Hi, would you like us to feature you in our food blog?
Yeah, step this way. Just lead us back outside.
Oh, you wanted us to pay.
The fans aren't going to like that.
How about this? 5 stars on Yelp, and I leave you a good review online. No, sir.
The GBD bump.
We don't even know who the fuck you are.
There's like 10 different Guys Being Dudes podcasts. Which one are you?
The one with the most listeners. The silver lining to having an unoriginal podcast. Yes,
you gotta be the best. The best around. Nothing's ever gonna bring me down. You're the best around.
Did I have a boner jam? Oh, I guess I burned my arm. That was pretty cool.
It sucks, bro.
Boner jam.
You got any other of them saggies?
Dude of the week, my boss is having a meeting tonight, but after the meeting, he's going to take us out to eat.
Well, he just fires your ass.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
It'd be an awkward dinner.
Yeah, like, you know, just like a bad judgment call. He's like, I'm going to tell him before dinner starts.
Yeah.
So he has something good to look forward to, at least. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, what if I tell him after dinner, he just has to go to sleep. But I don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's all coming up from here.
I mean.
Nice.
I just hit the yeet button. I don't even know what the fuck I'm pushing, dude.
Yeet! Yeah. Fuck, dude.
DK's been wanting to get back on the pod. I was talking to him the other day.
We gotta, yeah, man, that'd be sweet.
I think we definitely need to get the space here. We need to make, you know, we need to accommodate for the guests.
Yeah. I talked to Abu. I was saying that we were getting new mics and he and Qua should hop back on.
Mm-hmm.
We get the new.
Nice.
So.
Me gusta.
Muchacha latas.
Wait, did Fabrizio get his nipples pierced?
No, he said no.
He's lying, bro. What did I see?
Tell him, like, show him right now. I got a whoa there guy. My whoa there guy is Rudy Giuliani. If you watched Borat 2, you would know why. So I don't really want to give it away. But
bad acting?
No, he's put into a situation that really damages his character.
Got you.
So
okay.
Yeah, I don't
like
want to
like slanderish.
Not
kinda, really. But he self-inflicted type of.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
I mean, watch it, and then if and when you watch Borat 2, we can come back and break that down. But it's not a good sitch.
Still got to watch the first one.
My wife. Yeah.
I like it.
Great success.
Yeah.
So Rudy Giuliani's my will there guy. If you watch Borat 2, put one finger up in the air.
I wish I got that reference. I don't. I just did it because you told me to.
Yeah.
I'll do anything if you say chant my name
three times. Fuck, I wish I had a dude of the week, man. I don't know. Who's it going to be? I guess the Washington football team, because they won. They beat the Cowboys, so that's fun.
Hey.
Yeah.
Boys.
Dem boys. So, yeah. The Washington football team, for 1 week, you're my dude of the week.
No.
Which one was that?
Nut.
Awesome.
Dude, I don't know how many times I hit that. Nut. I don't even know how the buttons work. Like, what does it sound like, dude? I need.
I know. We're just. We're just firing in the dark. Yeah.
Does this work? I don't know. Close your eyes and find out.
It's too dark. I can't hear you.
You ever played Russian roulette with a Glock?
Can I go last?
Yo, what was that episode of Archer? It was like a cold intro to one of the episodes, and he's like basically like a POW in like some Asian camp in like Cambodia or something.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, there's this cool like game, you know, people play called Russian roulette. You know, basically you go around the table and then like, you know, he's explaining it. And then, like, it cuts to the next scene, and then, like, they're all dead. He's like, I can't believe that fucking worked. And they were playing with, like, a semi-automatic.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't a revolver.
Yeah.
So he went around the table. He's like, I can't believe that fucking worked. Too late. We already started a podcast. We already are.
Oh, dude. I posted on my IG story and was like, oh, I bet they got Chinese.
They put soup in a plastic bag? Hold up. Fuck you, Siri.
Yeah, Siri, you suck.
Why is your sister so bad?
I don't know, man.
Anyways.
I posted this meme. It was like...
A meme,
if you will. It was like me at my lowest point in life. Oh, it was the meme that's like the brain. It's like me at my lowest point in life, and it shows like... the thought to speech.
Mm-hmm.
The speech says, I should start a podcast. So I shared that on my IG story. I was like, Lamal, this was a cry for help that went unnoticed. And some people actually reached out. They're like, bro, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, it's a joke.
No, there was another one. I thought you were talking about, I forget, I don't know if this is, like, you sent it or somebody else posted it. But basically, it's like a dude in, like, this deep pit. And like at the bottom, there's like, it's labeled like rock bottom. He's like, huh? He's like, well, what now? And he's like, and somebody's like, oh my God. He's like, dude, I'll help you. And they lower down a rope. And at the end of the rope is like a noose. And he's like, hey, thanks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
That's what I thought you were referencing.
No. I wasn't. No.
I saw that. I was like, wow.
Sheesh.
We have good sense of humor because we've been traumatized in some sort of way.
Yeah.
Did you see the whole chat Suki and I had at like 2 a.m.?
I saw it this morning. I was like, I'm not reading all that.
Yeah. We were just talking about like raising our kids and stuff. I said, it was like, Suki, like, dude, I'll beat your kids for you. And Suki's like, good, good. And I was like, where's this going, dude?
It's 2 a.m., man. Yeah. Scary hours.
Dude, that's crazy because we were talking. I was driving. I was on the way home driving. And I was like half asleep, dude. I'm like, dude, this is like.
It's not good.
Oh, yeah, no. This is like I'm hallucinating this conversation right now. But I only had to drive like 4 blocks. But
it's not bad.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was like, why is this getting so weird? And I was just rolling with it. And I was like, how far can we take this? And Suki's like, yeah, dude, he's like. You provide the physical abuse, I'll provide the emotional abuse. And I was like, oh.
All right, co-parents.
Like, let's do it. He's like, dude, dream team. I was like, hell yeah.
You're going to have one funny kid, man.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, I think I'm podcast out.
Dude, Fabrizio's lying, dude.
Yeah, his nipples are totally pierced.
Oh, yeah, at least the right side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, though? You saw
that
little thing?
Yeah, yeah. Beep, beep. Anyway,
I did not. Stupid.
You got a whoa there guy?
Whoa there guy. Wait, who's my dude of the week?
Your boss. He's buying you dinner.
Oh, yeah, he's buying me dinner. Whoa there guy. Oh, yeah, dude, I had a customer complain yesterday.
Bastards.
And he emailed my boss and he was like, hey, listen, you know, I'm still going to be a patron from you guys, but I'm just letting you know, like, one of your ramens tasted spoiled. And then my boss is like, what the fuck's going on? He sent us a text, screenshot the email.
Yeah.
Sent it to me, or the group chat, and he's like, explain this shit. And then Carlos and I are like, what the fuck? We're like, no way. So we straight up made a whole nother bowl just for us to taste it.
Uh-huh.
Like everything. So we didn't make a whole nother bowl, but we made the broth.
Right, right.
Tasted the broth. Fucking delicious. Tasted, went through all the ingredients because the dude ordered an hour before and we've been slow during that period.
Right.
We haven't changed anything. So everything's the exact same thing that we're grabbing it from.
Right.
And yeah, we're tasting it. And I was like, tastes good. I was like, does it taste bad? He's like, no, it tastes fucking like normal. I was like, what the fuck? So my fucking boss called. He's like, all right, did you guys figure it out? What went wrong? We're like, nothing, dude. I was like, I don't know what's up this dude's butt, but like,
yeah,
he's tripping,
fine.
Bro. And then the dude said, like, he's ordered dozens of times. Little does he know, I can pull up his payment history by just typing in his name.
Right. He's only ordered, like, once.
He's only ordered once before, and that was pre-COVID.
Hmm.
So, like, back in March.
Hmm.
And if he's ordered dozens of times, you know, benefit of the doubt, somebody else is paying with their card instead, and he's been there a bunch of times.
Right, right.
But, you know, dude, like, you know, how many times are you going to have someone pay for you?
Right. Yeah. If you've been there, yeah. Some's not adding up.
Yeah, exactly. I think the dude just like it just wasn't the same as he remembered it or something.
Or was probably looking for something free.
That's what I think too. I mean, it happens every once in a while.
Right.
You know, my boss is just like, you know, I trust you guys. You know, if you guys say it's good, it's good. You know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my whoa there guy. Fuck you, dude. Don't fucking lie. If you didn't like the food, just say that. Don't be like something is rotten.
Something spoiled.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude. Because I literally like we cooked everything that morning because we were out of everything.
Right.
So, like, everything is, like, 100% completely fresh, bro, because the fridge was empty, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, we barely opened on time because we had to restock everything. We had to refill the whole fridge.
Sheesh.
Yeah, so everything was fresh, man. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Mm.
Dude's a liar.
Yeah, it's on site. We see him.
I don't even know what he fucking looks like.
We'll find out.
I mean, he's definitely not a regular, even though he said he's come dozens of times.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway.
Whatever.
All right. All right, get out of here.
All right. Let's call it.
All right. If you're a new listener, you can follow us at the GBD Pod on Twitter and Instagram and I think Facebook as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on everything.
We're on everything.
At least all the main ones.
If you listen to on Apple Podcasts, give 5 stars, leave a review. If you do it on Spotify, I don't know. Tell a friend. They don't have like a review system.
Share the link.
Yeah.
Share the link.
Share the link. Yeah. Anyway. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Please stop. Here we go.